Hi, this is Maida with Family First. How can I help you?
Good morning, Ma. This is Ramos Adichari Olagunji. I received my paycheck on my account, but I don't know why I have a short day like that, so that is why I call.
Okay, and you work all day last week, right?
Yeah, I work.
Okay. On that case,
they told me that I did not sign out and sign him. I sent the paper to them. So.
Okay, hold on one second. Let me take a look on the patient's calendar, and I'll let
you know
what I find. Okay.
Thank you.
Well, I do see that on Monday, the 26th, you didn't work because of the snowstorm. That's the first thing that I see. On Tuesday, the 27th, you work, you clock in for 12 hours on that date. Mm-hmm. So there was a clock in one later after your usual time. Also on the 28th, I do see a clock in at 10, but I don't see a clock out.
Yes, ma'am.
So that one is pending. The 29th was paid as usual. On the 30th, that was last Friday, I don't see a clock in or a clock out on that date. Did you work on that date?
I work on that date.
Okay. So far we have two dates that are missing for clock out. Then on the third.
I will
send it on a text message. Don't worry. Yeah. Oh, you already sent it? Let me check.
Yeah, send it. Thank you.
On a text or how did you send it?
I sent it on text.
Okay. I did notice, but I don't know if you got my message that I wasn't able to see.
I resend it.
Yeah, and I didn't receive that one either. I'm going to send you my email. Can you please email that to me? Because for some reason, I cannot see those messages. So
I have the paper that I signed. I have it at home.
Yeah, I'm going to send you my email. Hold on one second. Okay, I just texted you with my email. Did you receive it?
I will receive it. Yes, I will receive
it. Okay, so please send those text messages to my email, and I'll let you know as soon as I confirm them. I'm going to let you know the date's missing.
Okay.
And it's a good thing that you called, because I received a message yesterday regarding Marlene's Freely, your patient.
Yes.
The patient's authorization. It seems like we have a date for the services to end, and it will be at the end of this month. So February 28th is the last date of services that we have. But with Family First for home care services. But this is because Marlene needs to reach out to her insurance company so they can renew the authorization. So I'm going to call her later today, but I also needed you to know. That way, if you are already there, you can let her know right away to reach out to Keystone, her insurance company, to fix this.
Okay, I mean, you say it's going to be held on February what?
February 28th.
Okay, thank you.
Okay.
I mean, it's just right now. I'm going to tell her.
Yeah, perfect. Thank you. And please let her know to call me back if she has any questions on how to do it, on how to call them and all of that.
Well, I mean, let me even give phone to her so that, I mean, you can talk to her.
Okay, perfect. Thank you.
Yes, and tell her about that. Or you can call her.
I still needed to call her
because
today.
I don't want to involve like I mean that. I mean
of
she
course.
Might not like it. That I know that. I mean something is going to happen.
Yeah.
Well,
I'm not Well, you still need to know, but I completely understand. I'm gonna call her later today.
Okay.
Or please ask her to call me back if you can.
Okay, no, what I'm going to do, because I don't have that the timesheet that she signed. I don't have it with me.
Okay.
So, but when I get home, I mean, I'm going to send it to your email. Oh, I will see whether I can send it from your email. Okay.
Okay, sounds good. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you, and have a great day.
You too.
Thank you. Bye-bye.